Yeah. All in favor of just playing that again? Raise your hand.
Hello.
Mercy. That's the Bethel version of the Upper Room song. How's that? It's like double anointing.
Yes.
There.
Fight my battles. Good morning. It's Risenstein. Ray is here talking about Pentecost. And I think we're gonna pray now.
We are.
Okay.
And it's kind of appropriate after that song, too. Because,
yeah.
You know, you can't save yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a bummer? Mm-hmm. You are stuck. That's the real issue that you're probably battling with, is all the things you think you got your hand on and you're going to work out and you just got a plan, or you have no plan at all. But either way, that song sums up the answer. Mm-hmm. God fights the battle. And I love the other Upper Room song that's Defender, because you go out, and whatever you accomplish, you come back, and he calls it your victory. I mean, wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what salvation is in a nutshell. He did all the work for you,
mm-hmm.
and he is going to save you, and then you're going to be saved. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's phenomenal. So why we pray for you in this time, and why we pray for those who are lost in general, is because that's the best news of all. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, you can stop fighting your own battle.
Amen.
You can stop fighting in the marriage. You can stop fighting in your work. You can stop all the stuff we're trying to get ahead, and you can win.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Father, we just thank you. More than anything, as we look at Pentecost, as we celebrate this day where you fought the battle of battles on the cross, descended into Hades for 3 days, and walked out in victory with everyone who had died and put their hope in you.
Mm.
You answered, you promised Adam and Eve that you would do that, and you did. And for 4,000 years, nothing changed that. And then you came. And Lord, we just lift up those right now who've just been fighting their own battles forever, and they're just in pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obvious they've put in their hope, or they've maybe had just terrible teaching, and they're been led astray. But either way, Father, we ask right now that you begin to take that heart that's been shattered and smashed and scattered about, and Lord, that you'd begin to bring that resurrection to that heart. That hope that's been dashed and where there's just nothing left. And Father, that you would cause the very blood of Jesus to speak into that situation. Father, that you'd forgive sin. You'd forgive abuse. You'd forgive all the things, the lying and the things that have been they've been working so hard to hide. And instead, Lord, you just sweep that away and show them that you would like to call them your bride. That you choose them. And Lord, would you just begin to wipe away all of that so that they can even see it and understand it in their heart. And Father, whether they've been fighting for a day or fighting for 30 years, Lord, just begin to bring freedom right now. Father, we ask for a tangible way that they can feel your presence mm-hmm. coming into their heart. Lord, just begin to restore. Build up anew. Lord, bring hope where there has been no hope. Bring salvation where there's been only progressive death. Lord, we ask for whether it's a brother or a mother or a father, whether it's a stranger. And we ask you right now that you would begin to bring that salvation. Save to the uttermost, God, right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I love it when he fights our battles.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come back and talk more about Pentecost, its rise and Stein. As always, if you are trusting in Jesus for the first time today, or you want to trust in Jesus, or you want to know more about Jesus, call us 770-781-9150. We want to help you on your walk with Jesus. We want to celebrate with you. We want to get you plugged into a church that preaches God's word, that preaches the truth of God's word.
I'm Kevin Herbert.